The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you are new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 17 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're going to take a look at the Derek DeVault Show. According to our good friends at Apple Podcast, it says, originally from Rhondda Valleys of South Wales, comes a host of charm, eloquence, and intellect. That host is none other than Derek DeVault. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to know him or not. I've never heard of Derek. Sorry, Derek. Join us for 1 hour of entertainment, positivity, and enlightenment as Derek interviews fascinating people from all walks of life and professions. The website is DerekDuvalShow.com. We're going to listen to it right after this. Maybe it's in your desk drawer or it's sitting on your dresser laughing at you. You know what I'm talking about. It's that microphone that you bought back in 2020. You had something to say and you were going to say it. And now it's 2023 and your brain has convinced you, yeah, that's a bad idea. And you say things like, well, I was bored during the pandemic. And if that's true, well, you're not the person I'm trying to reach. I'm talking to the person who had a solid idea with lots of passion and experience and personality. They just need some help and advice. And if that's you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener today and get access to courses, an awesome podcasting community, and as much one-on-one coaching as you need. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose or worry about. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener, and let's see what we can do together. All right, strap in. Here we go.
Powered by Transistor FM.
All right.
Welcome to Friends, Folks, and Neither. Do not adjust your podcatcher settings, because what you're about to hear is real. It's the Derek DeVault Show. Prepare yourself for pop culture, commentary, and interviews featuring no drama and no controversy guaranteed. And now, coming to you live to tape from the Derek DeVault Productions bunker, it's Derek DeVault!
Conan O'Brien!
Hey, hello there. Welcome. Hi, everyone. Thank you. Hi.
Okay, somebody likes their sound effects a little too much.
Please sit down. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, virtual audience, to one and all. Man, I tell you what, I love you guys so much. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Derek DeVault Show.
Okay.
I know, right? Thanks. I am Derek, and this is another journey into exploring the lives of extraordinary people. So what's been going on with me, you might ask?
No.
Not actually a whole lot.
Wasn't
asking. At the time of this recording, I'm a few hours from going to see one of my favorite alternative rock bands, Collective Soul.
Yeah.
Seeing them has been a sort of tradition that goes back, well, 13 years, I think. Absolutely fun band to watch. And even the songs you don't hear on the radio sound like they should be. So
okay.
I'll let you know in the next episode how that turned out.
Great.
In case you may have seen me on the news, which is funny because none of you know what I look like.
Right.
I actually am in some footage and some pictures online of the PGA Championship that was held here in Tulsa.
Wow.
If you see a guy walking around with a striped shirt following Tiger Woods from hole to hole, good shot, that might be me. So anyway, I'm sorry to say Tiger didn't play so well, but I was really privileged to say that I actually got to see him. Kind of checked that one off the bucket list.
And I care about this. Why?
Also of note, on Tuesday the 24th of May, myself and Mrs. Duvall are going to go see the premiere of the highly anticipated film Top Gun Maverick. Yeah.
Good flick.
Really, really excited for this one, being an old sailor. But for some reason, and this tickles me in some really weird way, my wife is 10,000% more excited to see this than I am. So be sure to check out a Derek and Mindy's Fun With Movies covering that film very, very soon.
Okay, we're 4 minutes.
So, welcome to episode 58.
Wow. Okay, so we could have put all that stuff and moved it to the end.
We have on the show a very, very special guest.
All right.
Not only is this guest a former U.S. Navy sailor, but she is also a Navy sailor who served with me during 9/11 and in the opening stage of the war in Afghanistan. It was incredible to reconnect after nearly 20 years, and she has gone on to become a force to be reckoned with. Author, mental health advocate, model, social media influencer. That's right, folks. We have Janae Sergio on the show. This is an absolutely amazing episode.
Okay,
I cannot wait for you to hear it.
Not so really sure.
Anytime.
If any of that excited me. Here.
Ladies and gentlemen of Duval Nation, please rightfully rise to your feet and welcome our newest friend of the show. And someone I have the absolute highest respect for, author of the book Perfectly Flawed, A Veteran's Journey from Homeless to Hero, my fellow shipmate, Janae Sergio.
Yay, Janine. Okay. Somebody likes sound effects.
Hello. Welcome to the Derek Duvall Show. How has your week been so far?
It's been great. Thank you. And you?
I can't complain, actually.
Yeah, we got a problem with the volume there.
But the same question, how has it been for you to navigate the COVID-19 world we're living in?
Oh, it was a party.
It's been interesting. At first, it was nice, you know, being home with my kids and being able to spend time with them.
Nice.
Over time, it's gotten to be a little bit of a challenge, especially because I PCS'd in the middle of COVID, in the middle of the pandemic, and then I took on a really challenging job that also was impacted by the pandemic. So just kind of working through all that, and I have a small business that was negatively impacted by it. So it's been a challenge, but always up for the challenge.
Have they rebounded? Everything good?
Yeah, for the most part.
All right, good. Yes. So every great story has a beginning, and yours is chronicled in your new book, Perfectly Flawed, A Veteran's Journey from Homeless to Hero. This book, part biography, part
memoir. I'm dying to know why I should care about this person.
So are you originally from California? What are the circumstances that led to your homelessness at 16?
Okay, what? We're 6 minutes in, 6 minutes and 16 seconds in, give or take. And now you let me know, oh, by the way, she was homeless by age 16. That would have sucked me in about, I don't know, 5 minutes ago and said, oh, I want to hear this story. This is something that isn't your typical kind of story. Why are you bearing the lead?
I am originally from California. I grew up in a dysfunctional family. My mom was a single mom of three daughters at a very young age. It became really challenging over the years. I kind of detail a lot in the book about some of the abuse that I endured as a child. And then there was an incident that happened that I kind of go into in the book that led to my mom deciding to just drop me off. It was something that happened that was out of my control.
Wow.
I was a victim in the situation, but my mom decided that she could no longer wanted me at home. And she took me to a homeless shelter and dropped me off in Hollywood.
Dang.
At 16 years old.
Do you still remember that day real well?
I do remember the day.
So what led to your decision to join the United States Navy, and why not any of the other branches?
I spent, after my mom dropped me off at the shelter in Hollywood, I spent about 2.5 years on the streets trying to really avoid attempts to lure me into sex trafficking and attempts to lure me into drug addiction.
Jeez.
And as I was trying to really live in survival mode, I wasn't able to really get a good footing in life. I was struggling in school, wasn't able to get, to graduate high school. I was working under the table jobs because I wasn't legally able to work. And so, you know, I turned 18 years old and I phased out of the system, out of, you know, a support system that I was getting, the transitional living home that I was living in. My friend came to me and was like, hey, I joined the Navy. I would love for you to meet the recruiter. And so the recruiter took me to Carl's Jr. for lunch. It was a delicious cheeseburger. And he convinced me because I'm from California. And so he was like, you'll always be by the beach. He described the Navy ship, like a cruise ship. You'll be traveling.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see different countries.
Lots of entertainment and food.
The bowling alley. That's what they got me, too. I remember that.
You got the bowling alley.
I got the bowling alley, too. Yeah.
Okay, a couple quick things. And anything I tweak here, these are all easy fixes. But the first one was, and this happens a lot, you obviously enjoy the production. A lot of sound effects. And look, I can't bag on sound effects. I use them here on this show. But a lot of times what happens, especially with fiction And in a situation with this where you really put in some thought into the production ends up drowning out the actual words. So I'm going to listen to your intro again. I could not understand what the announcer was saying.
Welcome to Friends. Friends.
Foes.
And Knifers. Do not adjust your podcatcher
settings. Knifers?
Setting.
Divers? I don't know. There's too much. We need to boost up the announcer there. And so be careful with the sound effects. We can get a little, we can fall in love with the sound effects a little bit. So that was too loud. Your first question again was, how did you survive COVID? That question kind of reminds me of, hey, you just won the Super Bowl. How do you feel? Oh, I hate it. My life sucks. So I don't know that it's not a horrible question. I'm not sure I would lead off with that, especially when you got somebody who was homeless at 16. So to me, I would have led with that at the beginning. Hey, welcome to the show today. We have an amazing story. We're going to talk with so-and-so. She was homeless at the age of 16. She went on to be, you know, this and this and that and that and blah, 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 and Navy and all that. And then it must be an armed forces thing, because your second question after she's like, yeah, I was homeless at 16. You're like, hey, why'd you pick the Navy instead of like the Army or the Marines? That must be a thing because you are in the armed forces that maybe that came to you, like, I don't know. But to me, that was a strange one. It's kind of like, hey, my mom and dad kicked me out of the house and I was a victim of things that I'm not even going to talk about because they hurt so much. And you go, really? Great. Chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry? What's your favorite ice cream? For me, that's kind of how it felt. It was an interesting question. The other problem, and again, this is a super easy fix, is when you switch to the interview, the volume definitely got quieter to the point where I actually had to turn it up a little bit. That's easy to fix with anything like Auphonic or just any kind of plug-in to adjust your audio. But other than that, I think this would be a great show. You started off with a, hey, we're going to go see the movies and we saw Collective Soul or what. Okay, but you got to realize there are a lot of people that don't know who you are. And this sounds harsh, but it's kind of true. It's like a stranger. Picture yourself at Walmart. You walk up to somebody and they're the person in front of you in the checkout line and they turn around and look at you and go, hey, I saw Collective Soul the other night. There are a lot of good songs there. And you're like, okay, sure. So those aren't bad stuff to put in. I would just move them way to the very end where the diehard listeners are. And they're still going to be there because you got to the good stuff first. So keep that in mind. That's I'm not against, some people call that cat talk. I've just heard this phrase. Oh, it's cat talk, where people are like, oh, you're not going to believe what Mr. Whiskers did this week. Just move that to the end. That would be my advice for that. The other thing is, as I look at your show, I don't know what I'm getting into. You know, originally from Rhondda Valley of South Wales. Now, I didn't hear any kind of accent. When I hear South Wales, I'm expecting you to talk like this, Gavna, some sort of accent. And so I get that. You're charming, you're eloquent and intellectual. The host is none other than Derek Duval. Well, I don't know who you are, so that doesn't mean anything to me. If it was like, and the host is Matthew McConaughey, I'd be like, holy cow, all right, all right, all right. You know, I'd be going. But join us for 1 hour of entertainment. Well, keep in mind, it doesn't have to be an hour. If you only have 45 minutes of entertainment, I'm fine with you not vamping for the last 15 minutes. Positivity, enlightenment, as you interview fascinating people from all walks of life and professions so that you can. What's in it for me? So, and when you, I'll give you an example. Jordan Harbinger interviews a wide range of people, from astronauts to Kobe Bryant to mafia people. And they all have the same thing in common. It's all about critical thinking. Because when you start having really wide ranges of guests and none of them have anything in common, that might be a problem. You're in a situation where I don't know what I'm going to get. Your podcast turns into a box of chocolates. So when I read your description, there wasn't a part of me, now maybe I'm just not your target audience, that went, oh, this is for me. This is, you know, there was nothing here that, if we take your name out of it, does that description describe any other podcast out there? And my answer is Yeah, it kind of sounds like every other podcast out there. So I realize when I say try to make your show unique, that's not as easy as it sounds, but you might want to think about who is this audience for and what are they supposed to get out of this. But all in all, I thought the audio recording was good. It didn't sound like you were in a bathroom. You just had some volume issues, and there was a volume issue with hearing the announcer. And hey, if you like sound effects, you do you. You know, when you start going, oh, really, really, sit down, some people are going to find that funny and some people are not, because we know there's no real audience there. So you can kind of you can bang on that string a little too often. And I know myself personally, I throw in weird sound effects in some of my shows, and I'm sure it turns off some people as well. Now, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super simple. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com/store, and you'll see there are a wide variety of different ways to get your show reviewed. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, where I help you plan, launch, grow, and monetize your show. Thanks for listening. And until next week, always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.